Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnarled Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Praise of Profits, by Edward Yardeni, is a short analytical study in the Predicting the Market series that argues in favor of market-driven profit as a foundation of broad-based prosperity, rather than treating profits as a symptom of inequality or corporate excess. Yardeni presents them as an essential signal in competitive capitalism. They reward efficient production, attract new investment, and help allocate resources toward goods and services that consumers value. The book is not a narrative history or a technical economics textbook, but a policy-oriented defense of entrepreneurial capitalism written for readers who want a clearer view of how profits, productivity, wages, taxes, and market competition interact. Its purpose is both explanatory and corrective, challenging common critiques that connect profits too directly with stagnating wages or wealth concentration, by focusing on the mechanics of competition and incentives. The book aims to show why profits can coexist with rising living standards and why misunderstanding them leads to poor economic analysis. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, profits as a mechanism for prosperity, not a sign of social harm. The book's central argument is that profits should be understood as part of the system that creates prosperity, rather than as evidence that the system is broken. Yardeni challenges the popular claim that profit-seeking automatically produces inequality, and instead frames profits as the reward that keeps competitive markets functioning. In this view, profits are not static wealth taken from workers or consumers. They are signals that a business is meeting demand effectively and earning enough to justify continued investment. That logic matters because it explains why profits are tied to growth, innovation, and the supply of goods and services. If profits rise in competitive markets, more firms are encouraged to expand capacity or enter the market, which can bring prices down and widen access. The book therefore treats profitability as part of a healthy adjustment process. It asks readers to judge profits by their economic function, not by ideological assumptions about fairness alone. That emphasis gives the book its distinctive tone. It is an argument about how markets work, not just a defense of business. Secondly, why competitive entrepreneurial capitalism differs from crony capitalism. A major distinction in the book is between entrepreneurial capitalism and crony capitalism. Yardeni presents entrepreneurial capitalism as a system with relatively open competition, low barriers to entry, and constant pressure on firms to serve customers efficiently. In that environment, profits can be temporary and self-correcting because success attracts rivals, which limits excess pricing and encourages innovation. Crony capitalism, by contrast, is less about open competition and more about political influence, protected positions, and barriers that shield incumbents from market discipline. This distinction is important because it prevents the book from sounding like a blanket celebration of all private enterprise. Yardeni is not claiming that every profit is socially beneficial or that every market outcome is fair. He is arguing that the quality of the profit system depends on the structure of competition. When political power matters more than consumer demand, profits can reflect privilege rather than productivity. By separating these two forms of capitalism, the book gives readers a sharper framework for evaluating business behavior and policy debates. It suggests that the real question is not whether profits exist, but whether they arise from open competition or from favoritism and market distortion. Thirdly, productivity as the bridge between profits, wages, and stable prices. The book gives special importance to productivity, treating it as the key link between business profitability and broad economic well-being. Yardeni argues that productivity growth raises output per worker, which in turn supports higher real wages, healthier profit margins, and better price stability. This makes productivity more than a business efficiency concept. It becomes the mechanism that allows profits and worker gains to coexist. If firms produce more with the same or fewer inputs, they can remain profitable while also paying more and keeping prices in check. That perspective matters because it counters the common zero-sum view of economics, where gains to companies must come at the expense of labor. Yardeni instead suggests that productivity improvements expand the overall economic pie. The practical implication is that debates about wages, inflation, and corporate earnings should focus less on punitive attitudes toward profit and more on the conditions that increase productive capacity. In this sense, the book treats productivity as the economy's core driver of durable prosperity. It is one of the clearest examples of how the book turns a market concept into a social argument about rising living standards. Fourthly, corporate profits, taxation, and the debate over who captures national income. Another important theme is the interpretation of corporate profits within national accounting and public debate. Yardeni addresses issues such as profit trends, corporate tax rates, profit margins, profit share of national income, and share buybacks, because these are the numbers most often used in arguments about inequality and corporate power. The book does not deny that profits can rise strongly, or that certain metrics may show concentration of gains. But it warns readers that accounting categories can be misleading if they are treated as moral verdicts. For example, measuring corporate profits at the aggregate level does not automatically reveal how gains are distributed among owners, workers, consumers, and pension holders who invest indirectly through funds. The discussion of tax policy also fits this broader point. Lower or higher tax rates are not just ideological symbols, but incentives that can affect investment and growth. By examining these measures together, the book encourages readers to question simplistic headlines and to think about how profits are recorded, taxed, and reinvested. Its value lies in showing that public debate about inequality often depends on weak statistical framing rather than careful economic interpretation. Lastly, a concise defense of capitalism aimed at investors, entrepreneurs, and skeptical readers. The book is positioned as a defense of capitalism that is meant to be readable rather than academic, which shapes both its style and its audience. It is likely to appeal most to entrepreneurs, business owners, investors, students, and readers who want a concise rebuttal to anti-profit arguments. Yardeni writes from the perspective of a market strategist, so the book is practical in orientation even when it is ideological in purpose. It is concerned with how economic systems affect incentives, investment, wages, and consumer welfare, not with building an abstract theory of capitalism from scratch. That makes it useful as a short primer for readers who want to understand why many business advocates see profit as a necessary condition for innovation and prosperity. At the same time, the book stands apart from neutral economics texts because it is openly argumentative. It tries to persuade the reader that market-based profit is not merely acceptable but socially valuable. That directness is part of its appeal, especially for readers looking for a clear, compact statement of the entrepreneurial case for capitalism in a period of heightened criticism. In conclusion, In Praise of Profits is best suited for readers who want a compact, clearly argued defense of market capitalism rather than a neutral survey of economic theory. Entrepreneurs, investors, policy-minded readers, and students of business will gain the most from it because the book explains how profits function as incentives, how competition disciplines firms, and why productivity matters more than slogans in debates about wages and inequality. Its practical value lies in helping readers interpret profits as an economic signal instead of a moral scandal. That shift in perspective can improve how one thinks about investment, taxation, market structure, and public policy. What makes the book stand out in its category is its directness. It does not hide its point of view, and it does not try to soften the case for entrepreneurial capitalism. Instead, it argues that a competitive profit system has done more to create broad prosperity than its critics acknowledge. Compared with many books on inequality or capitalism that emphasize critique, Yardeni's study is notable for its concise, pro-market rebuttal and its focus on the mechanics of growth and incentives. Readers looking for a brief, opinionated, and economically grounded defense of profits will find it especially useful. If you'd like to support Edward Yardeni, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.